She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hello, everybody. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with my amazing co-host, Lisa Davis. And today we have such an awesome guest, Shaman Isabella Staloff, who is the founder of the Orange County Healing Center and a friend, and I've got spent a lot of time with Isabella, so I am really excited to talk about today's topic, which, Isabella, can you please tell everybody what we're going to talk about that came as a result of a conversation that you and I had last month?
I know. Hi. And I've missed you, Andrea. I haven't seen you or spoken to you in quite a bit, so... Hello. Good to be back on the show with you both. So Lisa and I were having a conversation about everything, you know, all kinds of different things as we do. And I was talking to her about how the unborn child can be affected by the vibrations of the mother, as well as the vibrations that are going around in their environment, the energetic vibrations. And I think we were actually talking about feeler healers, how I believe that we are all feeler healers, and that that skill is developed from birth, from, you know, the minute you're in your mother's womb, your body starts to absorb energy and feel. And so it also came from a conversation I had with a pregnant mom who's really worried. Her husband was a firefighter, and she would worry about the, you know, him going off to work, and she would worry about the baby and whether or not the baby was going to be okay. And I said, you know, that's affecting your child. That's actually that worry, your baby's picking up on it. And she was like, what? Wow, that's fascinating. Like, really? I go, yeah, well, think about it, right? You can be affected by your spouse, your friend, or, you know, energetically when they are talking to you and worried about something, you can feel it, right? Right, girls?
Mm-hmm.
You can feel that, yeah. Right? So think about the unborn fetus, the unborn baby inside, you know, the belly as it's developing and growing, as we are developing and growing, we can actually pick up on how our mother's feeling. So I thought today would be a great time to talk to moms, expectant moms, that about that. So that was... That was it.
See, when I was pregnant, all I wished was that I just wanted a girl. And everyone's like, always said, oh, well, you're supposed to just want your baby to be healthy. And I was like, yeah, obviously, that's first. But I'm just saying, it would drive me crazy if people say that to me. But I just always had this desire for a girl. And when I found out I was having a girl, I yelled and screamed like I won the lottery. I was like the happiest person ever. That was my only big concern. And I don't know. I always think, gosh, what if I had a boy? I probably would have had all these negative thoughts and what would have happened? And I don't know. So I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And, you know, to think about, well, because of the work I do as a shaman, I'm actually removing energetic imprints that are negative in your vibration. And I can actually, I know this might sound weird, but I've actually had sessions with people where I have gone back in time to the time that they were in their mother's belly, picking up that vibration, picking up that negativity, picking up that worry or fear. So, you know, it's very interesting that everything that ever happens to us creates an imprint in our body, in our vibration. And I believe we choose our parents. So we come in with this karma to take care of our karma from past lives. We come in and we choose our parents so that we can have these experiences. But then, because there's so much going on, by the time we reach, you know, 40, 30, I mean, I work with all ages, but, you know, we're like, we're feeling stuck and we're feeling heavy and we feel like we can't move forward in our life. And so I actually can remove, with these techniques from the Amazon jungle and from Peru, these energetic imprints, and people start to feel lighter and brighter and happier in their life. But for expectant moms, if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling worried, if you're, you know, freaking out about the pregnancy, which I've had people come to me, you know, like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm going to be a good mom or not. it's scary. It's totally scary. I don't know, you know, and so I help them and calm them down. But then I also work inside their, I work inside of the child's vibration. I work with the child and help them to clear that energy. Because I believe we're in a time of instant karma right now. I feel like we've been stuck in a karmic loop. I know I'm talking about a lot of different things, but we only have 10 minutes, so I get as much as I can in. And that we've been kind of stuck in this negative karmic loop, and that we're in a time of instant karma. And if we can start to live a more positive vibration, we can start to be more real and authentic in our lives, we're going to create this really beautiful world. So for the moms, the techniques that I said I wanted to talk about was really, you know, girls, we always talk about getting back to the breath, but really getting into the belly and into the breath and calming yourself down, knowing that when you calm yourself down, that the child, your baby inside your belly is going to calm down as well. And, you know, they've done proven facts about playing classical music and reading to your child and talking to the baby and having, you know, hopefully, you know, you've got the husband around, you've got the dad around, and, but even if you don't, having a male friend, being able to speak lovingly to the child in your belly and giving a male's voice of calm and positive and good vibes, you know me, sending good vibes, yeah, into your belly, it really does make a difference. It can really help your child grow in a positive way. And then when the child comes out, you continue that, you know, good vibration. Now, I know we're stressed, we're crazy. I just got off the traffic just now. I just, you know, like I'm right there with you. But conscious thought, conscious breath, conscious vibrations, and catching yourself. You know, we don't catch ourselves. We go and we don't really stop and go, wait a minute, how is that thought affecting me right now? How is that thought affecting my baby right now? How can I change my vibration? What can I do? Take a hot bath, calm myself down, give myself some loving, positive self-talk, and know your child's picking that up.
You know, when you talk about the word vibration, for people who aren't sure, what does that mean?
Isn't that a great question? Vibration.
Because I get kind of confused myself. So,
okay. So, sound. The sound of your voice is a vibration. Music is a vibration. But let's just talk about the sound of your voice, okay? So, when someone is angry at you and they're screaming and yelling and they're pissed off, and you pick up on that negative vibration, you pick up on that energy.
Oh,
it's an energetic,
okay,
vibration that's coming at you. You did this, you did that, right? And you're like, what? Oh, wait. Your body, you know, kind of shuts down and tries to deal with that, right? When someone is like, wow, you're so great, you're so cool, I love you so much, and they're talking to you in these loving, beautiful vibrations, you're picking up on that. You're absorbing that. You're taking it in. Your heart feels it. You feel good about yourself. Same
that
thing
sense,
with
Isabella.
Your thinking. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So the same
no,
thing
definitely.
With your vibration. Well, and they say, right, music soothes the savage beast. Why? Because
yeah.
It's a vibration. It's a sound. But I also
I
believe that your thoughts create a vibration. I think that your thoughts create a vibration. So if you want to learn more about me and go to orangecountyhealingcenter.com, I'm on Facebook, Shaman Isabella Stoloff. I've got videos on YouTube, Isabella Stoloff. You can find out more about vibration, find out more about me, and I'll see you guys next month. I love you so, so much.
I love you too, Isabella. I'm Andrew Donsky along with Lisa. This is Naturally Savvy Radio. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.